I'm Prasanna with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and one of the traditions at this time of year is not just Best of the Year music lists, but the annual publication of the Best Music Writing Collection. Now in its 11th year, the series culls the best music pieces from the past year from a variety of sources. In fact, perhaps the most significant thing about Best Music Writing 2010 is where the pieces came from. Technology has not only had an impact on the music industry, it's profoundly reshaped the music writing industry. In the past few years, the music magazine business has collapsed, and newspapers and general interest publications have also made cuts in arts coverage. So it's no surprise that this year's articles come not just from the old media stalwarts, but also from blogs, commercial review sites, personal websites, and other online sources. Not surprising either is that some of the more intriguing pieces have something to do with how technology is shaping the landscape for both musicians and listeners. Perhaps the best among them is Josh Kuhn's piece, Mexican Bands Hear Success Calling, about how cell phones have opened up new opportunities for bands to sell music in less affluent parts of the world. But the meat and potatoes of music writing has always been in-depth profiles, and Best Music Writing 2010 offers another diverse and fascinating collection of them, including pieces on The Gossip's Beth Ditto, country icon Merle Haggard, contralto Marian Anderson, and Cajun band Beau Soleil. But perhaps the most compelling and indignant piece is Christopher Weingarten's Twitter and the Death of Rock Criticism. He makes a compelling case that while bloggers may fill some of the void, they lack the resources and often the background and ability to do the kind of in-depth research and analysis that makes for serious music writing. That if the trends continue, we may soon reach a time where there's just not enough material to fill an entire one of these books at the end of the year, and why that would be a loss for all of us, whether we read music writing or not. We're back next week with a look at New Year's Eve shows, and in the meantime, you can find our comprehensive regional concert listings on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.